Lucia Doherty, thank you so much for joining us today for Interview with an Artist. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's a weird time at the moment, but just trying to keep sane and working from home in the dining room. So,
yeah. And how are you finding your productivity?
I am finding it a little bit hard because it's so easy to get distracted by projects and things you have to kind of do at home. There's a lot of cleaning to do because me and my partner are now home all the time. So it is a strange adjustment.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure many of the listeners and myself, we all can empathize with that. In terms of your painting career, how did you get into painting?
I grew up with an artist for a father, and so that probably had a big influence on me choosing art as a career and gravitating towards art.
Can you describe your style for us?
Sure. I would say my style is slightly surreal and dreamlike. I like to depict man-made structures, interiors, and landscapes that feel almost a little bit abandoned and like there's a little mystery about why there aren't any humans in the picture. And like the works might belong to another time. I use oil paint or soft pastels, one or the other, and I tend to blend the mediums until the edge becomes hazy, like a fading dream or a memory.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
I think my interest in painting architecture probably came from my grandpa, who used to build houses. And then when he got too old to do that, he made doll houses. So I think playing with his doll houses as a kid made me appreciate the form of houses as objects, but also their potential for telling stories about the people who live in them. I think my pastel palette that I tend to use a lot is influenced by postcards of motels and house interiors from around the 1950s and 60s. I think I just like the dusty quality of those colors and the feeling of nostalgia that palette kind of instantly inspires. Probably a little bit influenced by film and television as well. I have a sister who now works in film and TV, and when we were little, we would watch a lot of movies when we were growing up. And I think I particularly like David Lynch's aesthetic and his use of dreamlike imagery and strange interiors that feel like they're from a different time.
Cool.
I think sometimes I tend to treat my compositions almost like a movie set.
Yeah. Okay.
With how I, yeah. Music influence, yeah.
That's very cool. Can you remember the first piece you sold?
Not the exact piece, just because I have a terrible memory, but I think it probably would have been from an exhibition that my friend Gemma King would have organized when we were still at National Art School together. She's a printmaker and she comes from Walker, and she organized a group show for me and a few other friends and her in the gallery there, the Walker Gallery of Art. And I think I just did a body of work that was probably just some quite graphic cartoonish drawings of armchairs or interiors.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What did you think you would be when you were five? I guess you're going to say maybe artist.
No. When I was really little, I really wanted to be a real estate agent.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, maybe that's like your interest in buildings and
yeah. Well, I always just really loved seeing inside other people's houses. And I was just like, obviously being a real estate agent is the perfect way to look inside
everyone's
other people's
houses
all the time.
That's very clever, Lucy. That's very clever.
I don't know if I would have been that good at persuading people, though. I'm not sure my sales would have been that great.
You'd probably been able to, like, help them with, like, oh, you know, this color scheme in here would be fabulous, or, you know, I love what you've done there. Out of interest, do you sign the front or the back of your pieces of work?
I do both. It depends on the work. So more recently I've been doing quite subtle landscapes with just one color. And with those ones, because they're so subtle, I don't like signing them on the front.
Mm.
But I think the more detailed works, I don't mind doing the signature because it's not as obvious.
Yeah. Yep.
And disruptive.
Yeah. Cool. Who would you say is your biggest fan?
Don't really know, but maybe my cousin Juliet, who's always very encouraging and cheering me on, which is good. I've got a lot of cousins, and they're actually all very sweet and encouraging.
Yeah.
So,
do you and your dad do you talk art much to each other, or do you talk work a lot to each other?
Yeah, a little bit. I probably ask him for quite a lot of advice, and he does help me out a lot, which is very nice of him.
Yep. Who would you say is your biggest critic?
Probably myself. I can be very harsh on myself.
Yeah.
which is, I'm probably hypercritical to the point of torturing myself a little bit, but I'm trying to work on that and transition a little bit from being hypercritical to just critical without the unnecessary torture.
Yeah. How do you know when a piece is done?
It's just an instinct. I don't know really how to describe it, but I will be haunted by a work if there is something that I feel like it's not quite there yet. And then I don't know what it is, but suddenly it'll get to a point where you'll be like, okay, that's it.
That's it. It's done.
Yes.
And then last question, what are you working on at the moment?
So at the moment I'm working on a solo exhibition that should be coming up in the next few months at China Heights Gallery, which is in Surry Hills in Sydney. I'm not sure of the exact date just because the exhibition calendar might have been a bit affected by...
Shuffle a little bit or...
Yeah, it might shuffle a bit. So sometime in the next few months. And that's just going to be more pastel drawings and oil paintings of interiors, landscapes and some bodies of water.
Yep.
And just continuing to develop that kind of dreamlike aesthetic and...
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's it really.
And actually, just one more question before I let you go as well. Do you feel this current state of the world we are living in is impacting your creative output or influencing your works at all?
I think it's definitely affecting my creative output just because this is such a time of uncertainty and it is kind of hard to work towards something when you're very unsure of what is going to happen in the entire world, really. So I do feel like there's a bit of anxiety that's probably affecting my usual flow and productivity, which is a bit annoying. But at the same time, it is painting and drawing is a great way to kind of be distracted by what's happening. So just got to try and use it to my advantage. I've often kind of done works that I think incorporate a bit of my anxiety about the future of the world. And so that's already been a theme, is kind of like, what if this big event happens that kind of wipes out humans and just our buildings remain?
Yeah, and so okay.
It's almost getting a bit too on the nose at the moment for me. Yeah.
You're like, okay, universe, enough. Like,
yeah. I just like hinting at that. I don't really need the end of the world to come right now.
Yeah, you've got a fabulous enough imagination as it is without all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, Lucy, thank you so much for joining us today. It was lovely speaking with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me.